Fascism began in Italy, as the name suggests. The fascia was a symbol of the Roman Empire's power and the emperor's forceful social contract with his citizens. The same year that the Treaty of Versailles was signed, 1919, the first fascist party was formed in Italy. A journalist named Benito Mussolini rose to the ranks of the party with his powerful speaking voice and presence. Because of his short stature, Mussolini would often stand in balconies to address his audience. Mussolini urged Italians not to settle for second best with the treaty, but rather to expand into Africa to reclaim the former Roman territories and embrace the destiny of the ancient Roman people. In effect, the Italian fascists sought to create a new Roman Empire with a new emperor. Instead of weak ideas of cooperation and collaboration, like the communist dream, fascists had a different vision: absolute obedience to the leader, Il Duce in Italian. There should be no political parties, and every individual should serve the state, which is Il Duce. This one-leader, one-party system gained popularity as the 20s began. Fascism would only increase in popularity after democracy failed to prevent the Depression and keep stability in Europe in the 1930s.